AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Last night's suicide bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, killed 22 people and pushed Britain to its highest threat level in years. Ed Donoghue has more.
Prime Minister Theresa May says the threat level has gone from severe to critical.
This means that their assessment is not only that an attack remains highly likely, but that a further attack may be imminent.
It means armed soldiers may be deployed instead of police at public events. Salman Abadi, who lived in Manchester, has been identified as the suspected bomber.
It is a possibility we cannot ignore that there is a wider group of individuals linked to this attack.
May says the liberal, pluralistic values of Britain will always prevail over the hateful ideology of the terrorists. I'm Ed Donoghue.
President Trump is in Rome for tomorrow's meeting at the Vatican with Pope Francis. In Washington, his $4.1 trillion budget proposal has been sharply criticized by both Democrats and Republicans. Barbara Duffy, head of North Fulton Community Charities in an Atlanta suburb, sees the plan as trying to balance the budget on the backs of the poor.
The majority of folks that are being served by safety net programs like our government is talking about cutting are children and elderly. And that's a terrible reflection on us as individuals when we're going to put the burden on our children and our elderly.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells reporters, quote, I don't think the president's budget is going anywhere. A human leg with a fishing boot still on it was found in a debris pile in the waters near Juneau, Alaska. State game workers were clearing the debris on Monday when the leg from the knee down was discovered. Police Lieutenant Dave Campbell says the search will continue for other remains. He adds he's not aware of any missing people in the area this year. This is AP Radio News. Roger Moore remembered.
He played James Bond. That's one of those. It's one of those iconic characters that, memorializes you forever.
Actor Josh Duhamel reacting to the death of the British actor at 89. Moore starred in 7 James Bond films. After toiling as an actor in television and films in Britain, he had his breakthrough on U.S. television with roles in Maverick and The Saint. An emerald weighing more than 600 pounds has been found in Brazil. An official with the Brazilian government's National Mineral Production Department says it's the second largest emerald found in the region. The other massive stone was valued at more than $300 million. In the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics have a 57-47 halftime lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 4 of their Eastern Conference Final. In the NHL East, Pittsburgh leads Ottawa 1-0 in the second. The Penguins have a 3-2 edge in that series. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.